Grace to you and peace in the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like to read to you some lyrics from a song. One day while we were driving, my daughter said to me, "Dad, I wonder how we know that God died on a tree. What if someone made it up to teach us something new? How are we to know for sure that what we say is true? Can you point me to some proof to show that he's the one? That Jesus is our Savior and God's one and only Son? Is there more than just your word that what we think is right? Is there something I can see to point me to the light?" I sat there for a moment, not knowing what to say. Should I point her to Scripture, or should I start to pray? Then all of a sudden it hit me. I knew just what to say. It all came down to Easter, what happened on that day. He rose. He rose. He rose up from the dead. His life gives proof to everything that he had ever said. No one but God could do it, and so it's plain to see that Jesus Christ alone is God throughout eternity. So if you also have some doubts, if you just feel confused, if you don't know what to believe and don't want to be used, just go back to the garden tomb where Jesus' body lay and be reminded once again that he's not dead today. I wrote those lyrics a few years ago after an encounter I had with my middle daughter, Davina, as we were returning home from her college. She had no doubt encountered many folks of opposing religions and even conflicting denominations in her time at the university. And she wondered about the veracity of what she had been taught as a child and consequently what she had grown up believing. Having been confronted with a sampling of the conflicting beliefs and practices that are out there in the world, Davina now sought something as proof of Jesus' identity and our theology. Something more than simply because her father, the pastor, said so. And so, as I contemplated how best to answer her, my mind turned to the cross and the empty tomb. For it's there at the cross that we get to see the depth of God's love for us. And it's there at the empty tomb that we get to see the proof of Jesus' identity. Jesus once said, "A greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And yet Jesus himself demonstrated a greater love than this for us, in that he died for us, as the scriptures say, while we were still sinners, while we were still his enemies. He gave his life up for us so that we might know God's forgiveness. And so fantastical and crazy as all that sounds, we know that it's true, because he rose from the dead. There's an empty grave somewhere in Jerusalem today that proves that Jesus Christ is the true Son of God, and that everything he preached and taught is 100% true. But the disciples who walked with Jesus and who talked to Jesus and who learned from Jesus did not yet have the benefit of that empty grave. They did not yet know what we now know. They listened to him and they followed him because of who they believed him to be. But that belief was going to be seriously and severely challenged as they made their way into Jerusalem for the last week of Jesus' ministry and life. And so as they prepared to head to Jerusalem, God did something to help them prepare for the tumultuous days ahead. He transfigured his son Jesus in their presence. You know, in many ways, our Savior Jesus walked through this life wearing a mask. Every once in a while, he would allow those around him to get a glimpse beneath the mask, a glimpse of his eternal identity as he healed diseases, cast out demons, and raised the dead. And though those closest to him seemed to know him as the Messiah, the chosen one, the Son of God, yet they too were baffled and afraid when he walked on water, when he stilled the storm. They knew who he was. And yet, they didn't really know who he was. And thus we arrive at the need for and the purpose of the transfiguration. In the Old Testament, there are two stories of men ascending God's holy mountain. Two men to whom God spoke as they came to him on Mount Sinai. Those two men were Moses and Elijah. And now, here were the disciples on a mountain with Jesus. And who should appear to talk with Jesus but Moses and Elijah? Coming once again to a mountain to talk with God. And thus, through this event, Jesus' mask is temporarily pulled off. And the disciples are able to behold Jesus as God himself. And they are able to see a portion of his heavenly glory. Mark states in our gospel reading this morning that Jesus' clothes became dazzling white. He says, whiter than anyone in the world could bleach them. Meaning, of course, that what was happening to Jesus was not of this world, any more than Jesus himself was of this world. And thus the combination of Jesus' physical transformation, along with the two Old Testament figures of Moses and Elijah standing there talking with Jesus, followed then by this voice from a cloud which had enveloped them, stating, "This is my son whom I love, listen to him." That was all proof positive as to the nature and the identity of Jesus. And yet, when confronted with life's challenges and hardships and frustrations, the disciples themselves had their doubts and questions too. Even after all of this proof, yet it was Peter who three times denied having any personal knowledge of or relationship with Jesus. And so we can see that we're not alone in our questions and our struggles and our doubts, just as my daughter Davina was not alone either. Part of the walk of faith is doubt. It was for David. It was for Paul and for Peter and for John the Baptist and on and on and on for God's people. Since faith is by its very nature the certainty of what we cannot see, sometimes that certainty is not going to be so certain. I wish that were not the case. But by virtue of our sin, our ability to be 100% faithful and 100% certain, it's just not a reality. We're always going to fall short of that perfect faithfulness. But thanks be to God that our salvation does not and will not ever depend on our faithfulness, but on God's. The transfiguration was proof positive to the disciples that Jesus was and is the Son of God. The cross and the empty grave are proof positive to us that Jesus was and is the Son of God. And yet, when the world closes in on us, and we are faced with our struggles and sorrows and things that we don't understand and don't know how to deal with, we invariably have our doubts too. Just know in those times that you are not alone. The greatest heroes of our faith all had their doubts too. And yet they all ended up experiencing the faithfulness of God. And so will you. Because of God's great love for us and what Jesus did for us on the cross and at the grave, the final comfort and victory will be ours. Know this. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.